right, good morning. Welcome to TV on the Radio here on Super Bowl Sunday. Sunday. We are talking today about the Super Bowl, of course. I'm Leah, and I'm here with Jessica. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Leah.
How are you?
I am pumped.
I know, right?
So excited.
For two self-professed football-hating girls, we have absolutely dragged 5 years of coverage out of this event. Mainly maligning the NFL and talking about the many, many ways in which it's a truly evil corporation which should not be supported in any way. So this year, we decided to change things up a little bit and kind of, you know, go straight to the source. Yeah. Hear a little bit from the people who are involved in the NFL.
I think our pregame extravaganza has finally, you know, we reached the level where we finally got some media passes.
Yeah, I know. We're here on the AstroTurf, or we were on the AstroTurf earlier this year, recording, or this week even, at one of the many NFL events. Because, you know, the Super Bowl is like a 2-week thing. Celebrities being flown via private jet to do the NFL honors.
Mm-hmm. Like us.
Yeah, like us. But we were lucky enough to spend some time on the AstroTurf carpet and get some interviews with some of the people who play in the NFL. So that's what we're going to bring to you guys today. As always, I would just like to preface this by saying, again, I think we've been clear. We don't support the NFL or anything that they stand for.
Don't tell Gronk that, though.
Yeah, don't tell Gronk that. He's the best. We would love to hear from people who are football fans and have something to say about yet another Super Bowl with the Patriots.
If you have any questions that you would like us to go back in time and ask our guests, go ahead and tweet them at us at BFF TV on the Radio, and maybe we can, ask your questions.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see if we can get a live feed to any of the people that we interviewed and see if we can get any info on anything that you guys want to know. We always love hearing from our fans, and the Venn diagram of our fans and NFL fans probably isn't very...
Just a circle.
It's just a circle.
A huge circle.
So yeah, as massive Jess said...
circle.
Jerk. Feel free to... Feel free to tweet at us. We would love to hear any and all of your thoughts about the NFL. But should we get into the interview?
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. I feel like maybe there should be more of a lead-in. Do we even?
I don't know. Do you have like a music cue?
I do not have a music cue.
All right. Let's just go to our first interview.
Before that, let's just give a little info to the people listening who are maybe not Super Bowl fans. Today. Sunday, February 2nd, Super Bowl 53 is coming to us live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia is not one of the teams playing. Falcons are not playing. It's the...
It's not usually how the Super Bowl works.
No, it's not ever how the Super Bowl works. It's the Los Angeles Rams and the New England Patriots. Yeah. Yeah, the Los Angeles named after a sheep. Team, something like that.
It's a good thing you're doing this show this year, because I cannot stop calling the Patriots the Boston Patriots.
They're essentially just the Boston Patriots, yeah. But they're the New England Patriots, because that team's ego cannot be confined to one city. So, so it's the LA Rams and the Patriots. Jess, do you have a prediction for how the game's going to go and who's going to win?
You know, I've spent a lot of time this week thinking about football, and I didn't once ponder that question.
Yeah, because do you care?
Absolutely not.
Does it make any difference in your life or anybody else's life?
I feel like as a Californian, I should maybe care. A Californian and someone who dislikes the Patriots with all the fire of someone who does not give a shit about football.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like I should be rooting for the Rams, but I really don't care.
Yeah, it's... The NFL is evil, so the whole organization is evil. I don't know. I would just love to see Tom Brady not win his sixth
Super Bowl ring. I guess I don't. I'm rooting against the Patriots, vaguely.
Yeah, same. But Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, I think we all know, are, you know, the nexus of evil on that coast. But the
anyone who roots for the Patriots is complicit in the Trump administration's crimes.
Yes, against humanity. Absolutely.
All of you.
And also the LA Rams owner donated like $1 million to Trump also.
Cool.
So they're all evil. There's really
a win-win. That's what
we
call that.
No winners here except for The Rock, who gets to do the worldwide premiere of his Jason Statham movie Hobbs and Shaw during the first quarter ads for the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's exciting.
That is the one and only thing that I'm interested in for the Super Bowl.
I've never seen a single Fast and the Furious movie, and yet somehow I'm excited for this. This is a spinoff of Fast and the Furious, right?
Yeah, Jess, I'm saddened to hear that.
I know. Feel like... Everyone loves them.
Okay, but let's go ahead and get to some of our interviews.
All right.
I was really, really surprised at the access that we were granted and the level of interaction that we got with the stars this week. So you guys will be really pleased to know that our first interview is with the one, the only, Tom Brady.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Let's cut to the tape.
All right. I am here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium with five-time record-holding Super Bowl champion ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Brady.
Hey, guys.
Thanks. Tom, thank you so much for talking to us. We at the TV on the Radio Super Bowl pregame extravaganza, we're big fans.
Oh, guys, I'm a big fan of you. I love how every Super Bowl you've ever had to do, I've been in. So, you know, lots of winning. And yeah, I'm glad to be here on TV on the Radio.
So, Tom, this is your 75th Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Are you bored yet?
Oh, gosh. This is what I play all of the regular season 72 games over the course of 18 months for, each game being 12 hours long. You know, this is really what it's for. You know, a 6 Super Bowl ring, they say it's not about the hardware and, you know, those big ass rings, you can't really wear more than one ring on any hand at any time because they're pretty bulky. But, you know, it'd be the crown and glory of my life to have 6 of those. To be able to wear them all on 1.5 hands.
Yeah, how do you divide it up between 2 hands?
Oh, it's just 5 on one and then 1 on the other.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I just like to say, too, speaking of hands, guys, you know, mine, totally, totally normal size. I did not at any point in my career in the past have them deflate any balls so that it'd be easier for me to carry them in my tiny, tiny hands. Hey, also, you know who else has completely normal, regular size hands?
Who's that?
My close comrade, Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he signed my MAGA hat that's in my locker if you guys want to come back and look at it.
Yeah, I heard something about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't talk too much about Trump on TV on the Radio, but that's great. Congratulations
to
you on your hat.
Lots of winning.
But yeah, speaking about how you never cheat at anything and win through completely honest means, how did you feel about the kid who proved at his science fair that you actually do cheat?
Oh, the kid who won the science fair.
Yeah.
Okay, I do have some thoughts. Thanks for asking. I haven't gotten a lot of questions about this, but I would just like to say that kid was a plant by Big Nightshade. They have been trying to take me down ever since I went public about how nightshades and fruit don't promote balance and harmony in my body. You know, do you guys know I've never eaten a strawberry in my life?
We talk about your Super Bowl records a lot, but I feel like that goes underreported.
But also, guys, it just really goes to show that you attach the name Tom Brady to anything, and there's going to be a lot of winning involved. So much winning. So, you know, I hold no animus towards the kid who's just a tool of Big Nightshade, really. And, you know, I do want to say, though, that kid... I think he should drink a little more water because I don't know if you guys have read my book, The TB12 Method.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he looks a little pink and drinking water cures sunburn. So I just want to, you know, I feel like, you know, I would just like to look out for him and tell him to drink a little bit of water, please.
So you're big on water.
Oh, yeah, guys, real big on water. Uh-huh. I try to drink 52 to 408 glasses a day. Hydration's really, really big. My body is my temple, guys. And even though I'm 40 years old and long past the time where I should still be playing professional football, you know, I told my wife, Giselle Bunchen. Should go to her Instagram for some really beautiful selfies.
We're familiar.
I just told her, you know, I'm having too much fun to quit, babe. And so back to my diet, which is, you know, it's alkaline based. It's a lot to do with like pH and acidity levels. And there's been some talk about how it's totally debunked science. But, you know, I've beat everybody else's records in this game and in life in general. So what do you think about your science now, guys? Also, I'd just like to say global warming's a hoax. Just to give you guys a little insight into my prep, today just started like any other morning for me. I pounded 75 20-ounce glasses when I woke up. And then
Of water,
yeah. Okay. And then I had, you know, a glass and a half of battery acid just to get my pH levels right. And then, you know, we're off to the races.
How do you get through a single play in a football game without taking a pee break?
Well, it's all about your balancing your levels, guys. Okay. And that's why you need the battery acid and no nightshades to balance that out. So, and that's also why I have a beautiful tan and no sunburn ever. That's an interesting question. You can find a lot more about my regimen in my book, The TB12 Method, How to Achieve a Lifetime of Sustained Peak Performance. You can also go to my website, tb12sports.com, and buy some supplements and placebos as well as athletic gear.
Wait, you can buy placebos?
supplements and performance-enhancing natural things.
So you're admitting to using performance-enhancing drugs?
I did not deflate any balls in the past, and I don't know, I'll have to defer to Bill Belichick for any questions about my performance on the field, mm-hmm. which I think speaks for itself, and I leave it all on the field every week of the 17-month season, and this is what we play for, guys, so I'm just excited to be here at Super Bowl 53.
All right. Tom, well, you mentioned being 40 years old, and you are actually 41 years old. Do you...
Fake news.
Are you thinking about retirement? How many years do you think you have left in the NFL?
Just like I'll tell you guys the same thing I told Giselle. I'm having too much fun out there, babes. I do not intend to retire anytime soon. As long as I keep winning and keep beating everybody else's records. You know, this year when I win the 6th Super Bowl, I will have beat everybody else's record. And that's not enough for me because, as you know, if you read my TB12 method, How to Achieve a Lifetime of Sustained Peak Performance, it's about a lifetime of sustained mm-hmm. peak performance, guys. It's not just about this one Super Bowl. It's about the many, many Super Bowls that they'll be wheeling me out for in the future.
Well, you've also talked in the past about, sort of a stretch goal, I guess, of running for U.S. Congress. What do you think you would bring to our legislative body?
I just think that hydration is an issue that's not really focused on enough. And I feel like I have a lot.
Can you legislate drinking water?
Are
you
going to
fix Flint, Michigan?
With my lifetime of sustained peak performance, well, getting to Flint, Michigan, my water is infused with electrolytes, so it's not really an issue with tap water. You can buy it on the TB12 Sports website.
Oh, okay. And what was that website again?
TB12 Sports.
.gov.
Yeah. When I'm Minister of Water, I'm just saying that also all this global warming hoax. All this ice, the polar vortex, that's
full of
all
electrolytes.
Really electrolyte-infused water. So you heard it here first, folks. Heard it here first. Again, TB12 Sports, your first order gets 10% off.
All right. Mm-hmm. Is there a promo code for that?
TBOTR 10% is your promo code on TB12
Sports.
Is
that the percent symbol or is it spelled out?
Percent.
Okay. Yeah.
P-R-E-C-E-N-T.
Oh, wow.
Tom, I don't think that's how you spell percent, but okay. I'm just having too much fun, babes.
So why do the New England Patriots get a whole region in their name when every other NFL team is just named for a city?
You know, really, I don't think you can limit our egos. I mean, fandom to one particular city. And we like being associated with all of New England. New England has a lot of lakes, a lot of good hydration in the entire region. So, plus also, let's be real, everyone fucking hates Boston sports fans. So, we are an inclusive team mm-hmm. that wouldn't want to put anyone off despite being named the Patriots and having a pointy hat as our symbol.
Pointy. All right. Who is your, I know it must be hard to choose, but who's your favorite teammate and why is it Gronk?
Oh, no comment on that, babes. But, oh, guys, look who's coming down the AstroTurf. It's Gronk. Here comes Gronk
now.
Oh,
my God. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Gronkowski, I forget what position he plays, but it's one of the big hefty ones. Rob, welcome to TV on the Radio.
What's up? Rob, did you just have your phone playing the Budweiser commercial? Is that what you were doing there?
Gronk, we are thrilled to meet you. We are longtime fans. Pretty much every TV on the Radio Super Bowl pregame extravaganza is just an extended love fest for Robert Gronkowski. And your episode of Top Chef was really moving to us.
I am Gronk.
Gronk, you're too much. Really, though, do you ever worry about CTE?
I'm Gronk. Nah, those spooks can't get to me, guys. My FaceTime always turned on.
Spooks? Oh, Gronk, not the CIA, CTE.
What? I am Gronk. No, seriously though, ladies, CTE is an indisputable tragic outcome from playing this stupid fucking game, and the NFL should rot in hell for making their money on the bodies, minds, and futures of largely black males. But also, Gronk smash. Football's fun. My brain's fine. Brain gooder than ever.
That's great, Gronk. There's been some rumors about you possibly retiring this year. Is this going to be your last Super Bowl?
What? I am Gronk.
Gronk, how do you, your teammate, Tom Brady, one of your closest friends, I presume, has talked a lot about how he prepares for the game and keeps his body in peak performing shape. How do you prepare for a big game?
Oh, well, you know, I wake up, housekeeping usually is pounding on the door, and I roll over, find whatever's clean on the floor, and then I usually do, when I get on the team bus, I make them stop at Mickey D's, get a sack of sausage egg McMuffins, and then I'm good to go.
All right. That's great. Rob, were you invited to Firefest?
I was actually behind the scenes promoter for Firefest. Oh, really? And did you guys see the thing about that guy who was going to suck dick for water at Firefest?
We did see that.
I'm Gronk.
Who are you looking forward to seeing in the halftime show?
What?
Gronk, there were some rumors about you having an Achilles problem and a bulging disc this season. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm good. I'm good. Good. Got my Mickey D's on board. I'm good. Tom, my good friend Tom, is all about anti-inflammation diet, and I feel like you need some inflammation for some cushioning in your body, so... yeah, I'm good. Gronk, good.
All right, Gronk. Well, it was great to talk to you. Great to meet you.
You too, babe.
You too, Mr. Tom Brady. Thank you, guys. And
hey, Tom Brady, back here for a moment. I would just like to say, too, that water prevents sunburn and my alkaline diet prevents CTE. It's fake news, ladies. I'm going to go listen to some of my favorite band, Coldplay. But, you know, you guys should have some Ugg boots. Let me give you guys some Ugg boots.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I'm a rep for Uggs, and they pay me millions of dollars. And millions of dollars prevents acne and sunburn. You guys should try it out.
Oh, I will. Is there a promo code for that?
It's Uggs Gronk 2019 TVOTR.
All right. Thank you, Tom Brady. It was wonderful talking to you. And any final words?
No, I'm just having too much fun playing, babes.
All right. Good luck out there today. We'll be rooting for you.
Yep. Leave it all on the field, Tom. Literally. Still hope you lose. Fuck the NFL. All right. Let's go to a song. That was... reliving our thrilling interviews with Tom Brady and then the bonus interview with Gronk, who we weren't expecting to meet. And I would just like to say, Jess and I both were a little verklempt when
My God,
walked up.
It was so exciting to
meet Gronk. It was really something. But, yeah.
You don't really understand how tall 6'5 is until you're standing in its shadow.
Oh, yeah. And those, like, bulging discs just bulging everywhere. It was really, really.
One almost got me.
Really something to see. You guys had to be there. Let's go ahead and play a song. This is going to be, we're going to play the goddamn New England Patriots championship theme.
Which is a thing, apparently.
Yeah, they're so sure they're going to win that they already have a championship theme. Because I guess they have one, but whatever. All right, and then when we come back, we're going to have some interviews with some LA Rams fans, guys. Wow. So stay tuned for that here on TV on the Radio on BFF.FM. Welcome back to TV on the Radio Super Bowl Extravaganza. That was the NFL Patriots championship theme. That is exactly right. And now,
quite an anti-water message for a pro.
Really not on brand.
A team
with Tom
led
Brady's
by a
pro-water
activist.
With Tom Brady's entire thing, as you just heard in our searing interview with Tom Brady. But let's talk a little bit about the LA Rams. We talked about how. We talked about how their owner is a Trump donor, as I feel most rich white NFL owners are.
I think the NFL is pretty...
when we tried to get an interview with the owner's room, it was just filled with cigar smoke.
I couldn't
see anything.
The
sound of monocles dropping everywhere. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I stepped on a top hat and then we had to just retreat. So, it's just a lot of rich old white men not in it for the greater good, I would say. Los Angeles Rams, previously played elsewhere, moved back to LA in 2013, 17, one of those odd numbered years.
I think it was 2015.
I made it all the way to the playoffs this year.
Even farther, one might say.
The Rams have faced the Patriots in the past.
Have they?
I believe. And if anybody has any intel on that, I'd like to think of it as like a dance off, like a Jets versus like when you're
now
a Jet,
that I would
you're
watch
a Jet all the way. But there's been much made of the fact that Los Angeles is not a big sports town per se. Not a lot of true fans is kind of the prevailing wisdom about
this is
LA.
Going to be a really important game for the Rams, because if there's anything people in LA like, it's becoming friends with you after you're successful.
Yes, absolutely. It's absolutely about backing somebody who's won, who has already won. Not so going out on a limb beforehand, but as soon as they've won, you're a long time LA Rams fan. So we actually did travel to LA via high speed rail last week, and we and we interviewed a man on the street about the upcoming game. So before we do that, though, let's get to, we just heard the Patriots, their anthem, their like championship song.
Boy, did
so,
we.
Yeah. So before we actually get to our LA man on the street interview with a rampant LA Rams fan, let's go ahead and hear the LA Rams anthem, which is called My Squad. It's by a band named Problem.
This is going to be amazing.
Yeah, this is their anthem. And then we'll be back with our interview of an LA Rams fan on the street, Billy on the Street style.
Yeah. Come on.
What?
So baby, come over, I'ma be famous.
LA, you ready? Let's go!
Man, I ain't worried about no haters. Man, I ain't worried about nothing. Man, I ain't worried about no haters. Man, I ain't worried about nobody. Nobody. But my squad, my squad, my squad, my squad. Nobody. Nobody. But my squad, my squad, my squad, my squad. Nobody. Nobody. But my squad, my squad, my squad, my squad. Nobody. Nobody. But my squad, my squad, my squad, my squad.
Yeah, the heat is on. The rails right back where they belong. Yeah, it's feeling good. Mom squad every Sunday in your living room. Yeah, Todd Gurley about to run it. Can't nobody tell me nada. Hey, old squad with the rah-rah. Don't make us do it. No.
Man, I ain't worried about no hype. Man, I ain't worried about nothing. Man, I ain't worried about no hype. Man, I ain't worried about nobody. Nobody.
But my squad, my squad, my squad, my squad. Nobody. Nobody. But my squad, my squad, my squad, my squad. If you happy to see football back in LA, let me hear you say it.
All right, that was my squad, the LA Rams anthem, and that was really something. I think if we've learned anything here from anthems for NFL teams,
it's my new favorite genre music.
There's a real hole in the market for somebody with some talent to do something that is not a POS. But as I said, Patriots face off against the Los Angeles Rams today. And we did go to LA to talk to some fans on the street about the game. So let's go ahead and go to our interview with an LA Rams fan.
All right.
Okay. Now, there's going to be a lot of kind of interference at the beginning because we were running down the street a la Billy Eichner. So just ignore all the background noise as we're like, okay, yeah. Here we go. Straight to the interview.
Buses were going by.
Sir, may we speak with you a minute about the Super Bowl this Sunday?
Yeah, sure. I heard something about that. Who's in it?
Oh, this may be relevant to your interests, sir. The Los Angeles Rams are playing the Boston New England Patriots. Would you consider yourself much of a football fan?
Yeah. I liked all those guys running up and down the pitch. I mean, like, I don't have time to watch every game because there's like 200 games in a season and it's like 36 months long and I'm like really busy going to auditions and stuff. But yeah, I like the LA Sheep.
Sir, it's the Rams. Mm-hmm. But, you know, welcome to the bandwagon. There's room on the bandwagon for everyone, I guess. What do you think of the Los Angeles Rams odds in this game against the very well-known and...
Well, you know, Hollywood, it's the land of dreams. Sure, Anyone can succeed here. Like, look at Green Book.
Right.
I mean, honestly, more than anything, I'm just glad to see diversity and representation in sports these days. Hollywood is all about that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We always root for the underdog, like Green Book. And it's just great that football is agreeing to hire 4% female teachers or whatever the people in charge are called.
Coaches, sir.
Oh, yeah. 4% female coaches. But yeah, I like to watch some football after Soul Cycle sometimes and relax with like some kombucha and chia seed crackers and the football game.
Oh, you like the booch?
Yeah.
Big fan of the booch?
Oh, hell yeah. I got my own like at home with the big mushroom thing floating on top.
Really you got a mother?
Scares the shit out of my roommate, but I love that shit. And one time I did post-production on a Jonathan Groff show and he's super nice. So like, I really hope that he wins. And isn't Giselle the owner of the Patriots? I think I heard something about that. And it's great that the NFL understands hashtag time's up.
Sarah, I'd just like to maybe gently correct some, misperceptions you might have there. Jared Goff is the quarterback for the Rams, not Jonathan Groff. And Giselle does not, in fact, own the Patriots. She just owns Tom Brady's balls. So,
wait, Tom Brady plays for the Patriots? The author of the TB12 method?
Yeah.
And the reason I drink 17 gallons of water a day? He plays sports, too? Holy shit.
Fucking LA, man. Yeah, enjoy your goddamn Super Bowl, guys.
All right, well, good luck to the LA Mooses.
Sir, it's the goddamn Los Angeles Rams.
So what team does Jonathan Groff play for?
Jonathan Groff is the greatest actor of a generation, starring in Mindhunter, originally King
but
George
what
and
Hamilton.
What football
team does he play for?
Jonathan Groff is not a football player, sir.
Okay, then which team does Giselle own?
Giselle does not own any football team. Again, she just owns Tom Brady's dignity.
Oh, okay. Then which team is it that has 4% female coaches?
That is no team, sir.
Okay. Maybe I don't like football.
Yeah, representation's not really big. But I will say that I have heard some people in LA say that they really hope it doesn't screw up traffic this weekend. And just so you guys know, the Super Bowl is actually being played in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Oh, well, I don't have time to get all the way to Atlanta.
Okay, well, enjoy the rest of your day, sir. Sorry to interrupt you on your way to goddamn Soul Cycle. All right. All right, LA.
That was a bust.
That was really a bust. Nobody else would even stop and talk to us. It was really something.
We ran around all afternoon looking for a football fan.
We only got that guy to stop by waving a moon juice in his face. That was the only thing that allowed him to stop.
And you know, if the Rams win the Super Bowl, that everyone in LA is going to be wearing Rams t-shirts.
Oh yeah, totally. Let's you and I talk a little about football.
Okay, I would love to.
What are your thoughts on Jared Goff, the quarterback for the LA Rams, the young upstart, also from the Bay Area? He's from Novato.
Novato.
Much has been made of the fact that Tom Brady is from down the peninsula, but
San Mateo.
I won't claim that fucker. I don't think that's anything that anyone should get too excited about. But I will. Sure, I'll root for Jared Goff.
I'm sorry. As I said, I've just spent a lot of time reading about football this week. I don't know anything about Jared Goff. I'm now picturing Jonathan Groff.
I saw a delightful interview on KTVU News 2.
My favorite.
Steve Paulson went and interviewed Jared Goff's dad, who still lives in Novato. Jared Goff's dad, former professional baseball player.
Really?
Who did a truly heroic job of masking his disappointment that his son is a quarterback for an NFL team.
Really?
Yeah. And
Jared Goff's he's got a little bit of a corn-fed. His eyes are too close together.
Yeah, he's not much to look at. But anyway, that's...
Oh, did he go to Cal?
I like him now. Sure. But so Jared Goff... all I know about him is what I garnered from the 2-minute interview with Steve. So I actually know more about his dad. And I did learn that people think he's not very good. So
at football?
Yeah.
As a person?
Yeah. Not very good at football. I don't care about it as a person.
He's the quarterback?
Yeah.
So he's the quarterback for a team that's in the Super Bowl and people are like,
He's no good. Yeah.
Yeah. Trash.
America 2019, guys. Yeah. Classic LA. So I will root for Jared Goff because he's a hometown hero and because he's up against Tom Brady, and anyone who stops that mofo getting another ring is A-okay in my book.
Yep. Go Bears.
Yeah, go LA Mooses. Go, go guys. What is there anything else you want to talk about? Should we go to a song?
Do we have any more NFL songs?
Can
we just pick a random team?
Sure do have some more. We're showing a little bit of our bias here. My playlist skews heavily to favor California because for all the many reasons we've enumerated. We do have some other. We can also do I Love LA, the Randy Newman song. So let's do that. And then when we come back, we'll talk a little more about Super Bowl 53. We have some additional interviews.
Scored some other interviews that are pretty exciting.
A really big one with the star of the Super Bowl halftime show.
Some people call it the Super Bowl of the Super Bowl.
It's absolutely the singing Super Bowl of the Super Bowl for sure. All right, let's go to another song, and then when we come back, when we come back, we'll talk more about Super Bowl 53 at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, sponsored by Pepsi.
New York City, it's cold and it's damp, and all the people dressed like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimo. That town's a little bit too rugged for you and me. My side, Santa Ana winds blowing hot from the north. We were born to ride. Roll down the window, put down the top, crank up the Beach Boys, baby. Don't let the music stop. We gonna ride it till we just can't ride it no more. From the side. Bum over there, man, he's down on his knees. Look at these women, ain't nothing like them nowhere. Century Boulevard,
we love it.
Victory Boulevard,
we love it.
Santa Monica Boulevard,
we love it.
Sixth Street.
Guys, that was Randy Newman and his stupid voice pretending to love LA. Stupid iconic voice. I love that guy. Pretending to love LA just like everybody does to make it more palatable to live there. So as we mentioned before the break, we did manage to score a very, very exciting interview with one of the stars of the Super Bowl halftime show. Mm-hmm. As you guys know, the halftime show is really the main event for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It can make and break careers. Look at Janet Jackson. Look at Justin Timberlake, who suffered absolutely no repercussions from ripping her shirt and exposing her nipple, and she was blackballed from the industry. This year,
Star-studded.
Yeah, Super Bowl really, really tried to be like, they went a little edgier this year because they knew that the people really wanted something that would, you know,
A lot of
people are talking about the NFL. You know, they're under a lot of scrutiny. So I feel like they really made a statement by choosing the blandest band that they could possibly find. Maroon 5. Ladies and gentlemen, Maroon 5, who had one decent album and then
faded. Wow, that's bold words.
Just, I, I liked songs about Jane at the time. Mm. Adam Levine. If anyone out there knows, I guess we should have nailed that down before interviewing him. But, you know, he's one of those guys who makes you feel so instantly comfortable that you just call him Adam. But
that was my experience.
Yeah. Anyway, Adam actually did have a real star turn in that movie that Keira Knightley and Mark Ruffalo were in called Begin Again. About singing.
Really?
He was very convincing as an asshole, so not cast against type. But I really enjoyed that movie, which I watched late one Saturday night.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure
it's free somewhere. Mark Ruffalo was kind of charming in it. Keira Knightley was very good. And
they're always great. I love both of them.
Adam Levine was great.
Didn't know he did any acting.
Yeah, well, he has not since then, but was he in Cloud Atlas? I don't know why I feel like he was maybe in Cloud Atlas. I don't know. Fake news, guys. Ask Tom Brady about it. All right, so let's get to our interview with the one, the only, Adam Levine, lead singer of that band, Maroon 5?
Maroon 5, yeah.
The American Coldplay, is that what we call those people? I don't know.
We'll ask Adam.
All right, okay, let's cut to our interview. Hey, Adam, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, for sure. The pleasure's all mine.
Adam, are you doing kissy face? There's no actual audience here. You don't need to do that.
All right.
But we would like to say, truly, thank you for being here. It's especially generous of you, given that the halftime show acts are mainly avoiding the press right now, including canceling the traditional pregame press conference. Do you have anything to say about that?
Well, you know, Leah, the Super Bowl 53 halftime show brought to you by Pepsi is a big deal and a great honor to perform at. So I'm really just trying to save my voice for the show. But I couldn't pass up the opportunity to stop by the legendary TV on the radio pregame extravaganza before I head to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You ladies are awesome, and I'd like to thank you for this glass of Jaume Serra Cristalino Cava Brut sparkling wine. It's both refreshing and not affiliated with, sponsored by, approved by, endorsed by, or in any way connected to Louis Roederer's Cristal Champagne. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for being here, but don't fucking step on our endorsements, Levine.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just so delicious mixed with this odd wall and not from concentrate orange juice.
Okay. Adam, so are you claiming that you're shying away from the media surrounding this Super Bowl has nothing to do with avoiding hard questions about whether or not you support Colin Kaepernick?
Leah, here's the thing about that. I had a long talk with Colin, and while we might not see eye to eye on everything, he told me that he 100% supports my decision to take giant garbage bags full of money from the NFL.
Adam, is that true?
No, but there's a black guy in my band.
Oh, okay. Would you, in that same vein, ever consider using a giant platform like the Super Bowl halftime show to take a controversial stand for something you really, really believe in?
You know, choosing to cover the majority of my pasty torso with tattoos that most Chico State frat boys would find like a little trite has made me something of a controversial figure among 6 or 7 like evangelical moms in somewhere in Idaho. So yeah, it's like Cap says, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. In my case, that everything is the top spot on Cynthia Brewer's Spotify Wrapped playlist. You're welcome, Coldplay.
Okay. All right. Well, Adam, you're an LA native. Can we assume you're rooting for the Rams to take it all today, tonight?
The who?
The Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, I thought it was just the one team with the pointy hat guy and Giselle's husband. There are two teams here today?
Adam, thanks a lot. We're going to have to end it there. Thanks so much for coming by and break a leg out there today, for real. Anything else you'd like to say before you head down to Atlanta?
I would just like to thank the NFL and Interscope Records for partnering with me and the band to contribute $500,000 to the Brotherhood. We're really proud of that.
Whoa. Do you mean the Big Brothers and Sisters of America?
Oh, I thought it was for the Aryan Brotherhood.
My bad. Adam Levine, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Levine.
Adam Levine.
It's Levine.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Leah. It was great. Great pleasure to talk to you.
Go ahead and leave it all out in the field. Okay, thanks. All right. Jess.
Wow, Leah, that was amazing.
Jess, I feel like we did manage to get some of the hard-hitting questions. I did not manage to... I kind of ran out of patience before I had a chance to ask how the chairs spin in The Voice, but I've always wondered that. And so eventually, I don't know, maybe if I have another chance. Actually, that's how Adam Levine should start his show. It should be him sitting backwards to the audience, and then he spins around and hits the button to start the show.
I really wish we could go back in time and talk more to Adam Levine.
Get at me, NFL. I've got more. We have plenty of time before the show starts at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time today, guys. So, also, if anyone would like to get at us with what you will be snacking on during the Super Bowl, I know that that is a huge topic of conversation for people. We didn't get a chance to ask Adam, but he seems like a bit of a brand whore, so I'm sure it would have been some bullshit response about Pepsi, because they're sponsoring.
So was he as handsome in real life as he?
Yeah, he. Oh yeah, Adam could get it.
Was he wearing a shirt?
Very, very disturbing to me, but yes, I did find myself physically attracted to Adam Levine.
Well, you kept it professional.
Yeah, I will say I had to edit for time and clarity where we were talking about his kids, Dusty Rose and Geo Grace.
Geo Grace?
Yeah, I initially thought he was talking about his Pokemon collection, so it got a little confused. And but yeah, shout out to those kids. They'll be there too. So good
Geo
for them.
Grace. Gets 55 miles per gallon.
And and his wife, Bahati Prinsloo, which also sounds like a made-up name. But, yeah, that was Adam. We just really appreciate him taking the time, especially because so many of the halftime acts were, you know.
Blew us off.
Unavailable to discuss.
Thanks for nothing, big boy.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing, Travis Scott.
Foo Fighters played last night at the NFL Honors, and it was our honor not to attend that.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah. Nina Dobrev was flown in a private jet, which I know from following her Instagram, to present at the NFL Honors.
Congrats to her.
Yeah, it's really just heartwarming to see how all those rich white men take care of their own rich white people and celebrities that they are attracted to and probably will be inappropriate with, so...
It's weird how everything starts to look like Carcosa these days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The NFL doesn't just start to look like Carcosa. Like, we are many layers down. There is a yellow king, and there's, we're all the way down, guys, with that. Do you have anything else you want to say about the Super Bowl? We do have one very exciting show-stopping interview yet to come.
So excited about this. I'm a huge fan.
Huge fan, too, once I... figured out that it wasn't Terry Crews that I was talking to. Real helpful.
Another part we had to edit out.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. Anything else to say about the show, about the we've already blown the lead with letting everybody know that The Rock will be premiering Hobbs and Shaw featuring
I guess the Super Bowl is frequently a big day for either like premiering movie previews or like shows that air after the Super Bowl. Do you know anything else? What else can we expect? Any big commercials to look forward to?
Yeah, Budweiser is
bringing back them horses.
No, they are not. They are not bringing back any horses. They are presenting their commercial about switching to solar wind energy.
I'm sorry, Budweiser the beer?
Yes, which features their little Dalmatian with his face all blown back and his ears flapping in the wind.
That sounds violent.
In the wind. So, we'll see. And then there will
All right, this is also a chance for brands to, like, pretend that they're good.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a lot of, like, virtue signaling from brands. Like, there's going
to
be,
that have probably given money to the Trump campaign.
Oh, yeah, that have paid the NFL millions of fucking dollars to advertise. So that they can, like, virtue signal about how inclusion matters, guys. Mm-hmm. And then, like, for the small price of building a wall, we were able to air our ad that says inclusion matters. So, whatever. Super Bowl's trash. Trash, you guys. And that's why Tom Brady and the Patriots are probably going to take it all.
Sure. You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Do you have any anything you would like to see happen in the Super Bowl? Do you think anyone's going to take a knee?
Oh, fuck no. Yeah, that would be great if someone took a knee, but no. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe Gronkowski will be tying his lace and won't realize that it's at the same time. I just feel like that guy.
Oh, man. I would fucking love to see that.
Yeah.
Just someone accidentally protesting police violence. Someone accidentally is kneeling in solidarity.
Yeah. I feel like that's Rob Gronkowski's entire thing. But speaking of people, accidental heroes, let's go ahead and get to our last interview.
This was so exciting.
Oh, God. It was a real...
It was so exciting that, real, like, wild ride. I was speechless. And yeah. You did a great job picking up
it
the
slack. It was a real wild ride, real thrill. Ladies and gentlemen, we did get to interview the one, the only... Not Terry Crews, as I had previously thought, but we did get to interview one Mr. Terrence Bradshaw.
Terrence!
So, ladies and gentlemen, let's now go to our interview with Terry Bradshaw.
Woo! So
Woo. Okay, now, I will also let you know ahead of time that there's a lot of background noise. It's all Terry Bradshaw, guys. He just brings this, like,
He's
vortex.
He's a fidgety guy.
Vortex of energy with him, and I really, really feel like Terry Bradshaw is the reason that, sir, this is an Arby's that exists, because that man, he's got a lot of opinions, and he is happy to share them.
Delta Tasmanian devil.
Yes, he is. So let's go ahead and cut to our interview. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so, so pleased to welcome former NFL quarterback, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and the host of Fox NFL Sunday, Terry Bradshaw. Whoa. Terry, I am really going to need you to take it down. But also, it is such an honor to have a pro...
You all right there, Leah?
I just had to readjust my headphones. Got a little blown out, so excuse me as I try to get back online.
You need a glass of gumbo, Leah?
Then there's 7 more minutes of silence while I try to get my headset back working. Terry, for real though, can you try to keep it down a little bit?
I'll try.
It is an honor to have a Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee here on the Extravaganza.
Well, I'm just happy to be alive and still have all my faculties. You know what I'm saying? Say, what's in this? What's in this coffee? Some kind of flavored syrup? Tastes like jambalaya.
Terry, that's actually a mimosa. Now, listen, you played your entire career with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I get verklempt when I think about it, too.
It's just because...
13 seasons.
It's just because this is us. They killed Jack. It was so sad.
Spoilers.
I just can't say
this is us.
Just can't hear about the Pittsburgh Steelers without thinking about that poor family. But anyway, all that said, I think it's probably pretty safe to say, are you rooting against the Patriots today?
Well, I know I've given Tom Brady some crap for breaking my Super Bowl record. But he's a good kid. Hats off to you, Tom Brady. Hats off. Hair off. I'm bald. Say, Brady's got a real good head of hair, ain't he? Must use his wife's shampoo.
Yeah, Terry, I actually wouldn't be surprised to learn that Tom and his wife share a beauty routine.
That's She's common. A real looker, ain't she? Hair the color of Creole mustard. Named Gazelle, just like one of them little French horses.
Terry, would you say Tom Brady's the goat?
The goat? Well, that would explain why he's married to a gazelle.
Oh, good one, Terry. You're a real crack up. But for real, do you think he's the greatest of all time?
I reckon Tom Brady will go down in history for his achievements in football. Yes. Yes, I do. Because he sure won't be remembered for his sparkling personality.
Terry! You cad. Now, Terry, you're a football legend, but I do think I speak for the whole generation of women when I say that following your sexual exploits was a real formative part of my early adulthood.
What's that now? Sexual exploits? You been talking to Joe Montana about me?
What? Oh, Terry, what gave you the idea to start writing about your own dating experiences in a column for the New York Star?
Well, now, I'm from the South, you see, so I don't know too much about the big city, but I'll tell you this about New York. The Giants made some bad trades this season, and they got the crap knocked out of them for it. Hoo-wee! It was like watching the swamp rat fight a gator.
In what sense? Can you expand on that?
Well, odds may be stacked against this Swamp Rat, but Sunday night dinner is going to be a whole lot better if the Gator loses. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there have been rumors going around for years about a third installment in the Sex and the City film franchise. Do you think there's more to your story with Mr. Big?
Mr. Big? Is that what Jimmy Johnson's calling himself now? Kids, take it from Uncle Terry. I may be living proof that football causes brain damage, but Jimmy Johnson is a cautionary tale about taking too many boner pills in the Florida sunshine.
Wow, Terry. Just to change tack here for a minute, you're something of an iconic blonde. Can you share any beauty secrets with our listeners?
Oh, sure, sure. No cigarettes, no turtle soup after midnight. Get yourself a voodoo priestess to mix you up a potion of Jimson weed and Tony Chachere's Creole seasoning, and drink plenty of water.
Damn, again with the water, you and Brady.
Water.
All right, we'll have to give that a try. Do you have any favorite Super Bowl snacks, Terry?
I tell you what, it ain't Super Bowl Sunday in the Bradshaw household if there ain't snacks. I always make some chili con queso, some armadillo nachos, some pogs in a blanket, and my granny's famous Instant Pot Shrimp Po' Boys.
Oh, shit. You got the Instant Pot, Terry? How do you like it?
Game changer. Real game changer. I tell you what, Super Bowl 53 already has a winner, and it's my Instant Pot. Take that, Brady.
Wow.
Can you cook up a pot of dirty rice in under 10 minutes, Tom Brady? Can you make yogurt?
Tom Brady cannot do any of those.
How about
things,
quinoa?
Terry, it has been a real thrill and an honor to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Leah, it was my pleasure.
Thank you so much. This is really the kicker, and what could be better?
I was a quarterback, not a kicker.
I don't think we can
13 seasons with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, here's my Super Bowl
2-time MVP.
All right, Terry, you can back off now. Thanks. Here's my Super Bowl 53, guys. That's the last word. We'll go to Terry Bradshaw, as it should in all things. You guys should get your voodoo priestess for today's show, and go ahead and get some snacks. And maybe some armadillo nachos. Those do sound delicious. And go ahead and watch Super Bowl 53 if your conscience will let you support the NFL. Terry Bradshaw being the only good thing about the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else you'd like to end on, Jess?
No, another great Super Bowl pregame show for the books.
This extravaganza was an extravaganza. It was really, really something.
This might be our last Super Bowl. We might have to retire.
Casual did portend the last ever Super Bowl, which is something I hope to see in my lifetime. So hopefully we won't have to put you guys through this anymore. But thanks for listening, guys. Please do keep it here on BFF.FM this Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl 53 being played.
Coverage all day long. Yeah,
nothing but Super Bowl all Sunday. Football, right? Is that what it's called? It's football. So thanks so much for listening. As I mentioned, please stay tuned. Indie Rock Girl Radio is coming up next here on BFF.FM.
Can we hear that Patriots song?
Keep it here. No, we are going to go to the NFL theme to play us off.
All right.
It's just like in life, the NFL theme plays us all off eventually. Maybe.
Button.
All right. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the Super Bowl, guys. We'll be back next week with more TV on the radio.